Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for April 24th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. The Android 11 developer preview is now available for compatible Pixel devices, so anyone with a Pixel 2 or newer will be able to enjoy the developer preview on their smartphone should they sideload it. We've done a deep dive into all of the new features, all of the glaring issues, and much more on top of that. Of course, we've done a ton of coverage over on site to celebrate, so if you do want a sneak peek of Android 11, then be sure to stop by for extensive coverage. Spotify has redesigned its Android TV app with a full UI refresh. This redesign includes background images based upon the bands and albums you listen to, as well as a new sidebar for navigation. That sidebar has tabs for home, search, your library, and account. This should be pretty familiar from the Spotify mobile app and make it much easier to use Spotify on your TV. After countless games were stripped by developers from the service, NVIDIA GeForce Now is going to be completely free through to June. At the same time, Ubisoft is pledging full support for the platform though. The latest removals though, they come from Warner Bros. Interactive Entertainment, Xbox Game Studios, Codemasters and Clay Entertainment, which will see all games removed on April 24th. NVIDIA hopes, of course, these titles and developers will return in the future, although on the upside, Ubisoft has pledged full support for the Google Stadia rival. The Google Assistant's voice match setup process is now being updated to require full Hey Google phrases. The previous voice match process involved saying Hey Google and OK Google twice. Once complete, your Google Home and Nest devices are able to serve personal results, like calendar events and placing items into shopping lists for up to 6 people. Smart displays will also show your profile image in the top right corner as you're speaking. Google is now asking you to repeat full phrases that appear during the training. There are 4 questions and commands in total, with this also serving as an opportunity for Google to introduce what Google Assistant can do for you. And finally, a new report from CNBC suggests that Google is set to reduce the tech firm's marketing budget by up to 50% for the second half of 2020. Although said report does not reveal what division or product group this note originates from, it does reference broad budget cuts and hiring freezes happening across marketing and across Google. In 2019, Google spent $18.46 billion on sales and marketing, though this did include employee compensation. One area where advertising is particularly important is cloud, as it competes with Amazon and Microsoft by hiring more enterprise sales representatives. At this point, it's unclear how areas that need especially wide consumer reach, like hardware, will be affected by the budget cuts. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with all the very best deals on Google gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals include Nest Wi-Fi bundles with extra SanDisk micro SD cards for $194. You'll get the Wi-Fi access point and router bundled with 2 SanDisk micro SD cards at the discounted $194 price tag. That's as much as $75 off the regular going rate of the Wi-Fi bundle alone, minus the extra $30 for the micro SD cards. You can also pick up Motorola's Moto G7 Power smartphone at $180, which is as much as $70 off the regular going rate. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories over the past 24 hours. Naturally, for further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily on the Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.